Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Grain merchandiser and regional manager for Crossroads Co-op, Brian Irie, says that grain producers should keep an eye on the cattle industry as cow herds are being reduced dramatically, which means less demand for grain.
I think that probably is the major concern, or should be the major concern, of the grain producer here in the Western Corn Belt at this point. As we move forward, I have talked with a couple of well-respected cattlemen over the course of the last 2 weeks, and the numbers are almost earth-shattering. I believe the USDA has the cow herd pegged at a 4% reduction due to the drought, and most of these guys that are in the business, boots on the ground type of cattle people, would tell you that that number is closer to 8%.
Irie says it could be 3 years before cattle numbers are back up to pre-COVID levels. Plus, he says heifer retention could be limited because feeder cattle could be valued so high, it may be more profitable for a rancher to sell heifers as feeder cattle rather than retain and start them back into a calf production cycle. On the positive side, Irie says that China has made some large U.S. wheat purchases in the last few weeks, which has provided support to the corn market. The reason for that is that China has not been able to purchase as much corn from Brazil due to drought. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.